In the previous module, we saw an example of linked strategies from a law firm. Well, here is how each network chose to report evidence of their impact in line with those strategies. They include examples like how many people were hired through a particular D&I initiative, updated employee demographic data at all levels, including partners, external awarding bodies, signed pledges, events attendance, and published guides and frameworks. Let's briefly think through some pros and cons of these examples. Showing that networks can help advise on initiatives which lead to a more diverse intake is definitely a pro, but you don't necessarily want to set the expectation that networks are just for monitoring and fixing diversity, as we've just seen in the previous data. HR and the executive team are ultimately responsible for unbiased hiring. And there's a world of inclusion and employee engagement, even away from things like protected characteristics, that can be part of your strategy. Getting recognised by external awarding bodies is probably a sign that you're doing something right, and can be great for morale and overall buy-in, but be cautious about letting award seeking be a goal in itself. They can be time-consuming in filling out forms and sending evidence, as well as prove expensive if it requires membership. We have seen networks chase particular awards and that become their sole focus for a whole year. I would suggest that this doesn't reflect a network which is intent on reacting to the needs of its members and an ever-evolving strategy. Signed pledges are great for expectations of behaviour across the organisation, but this needs to be equally met with holding people accountable for not meeting those pledges. And so this should be published as part of that effort. Events are a big drain on resources, both time and budget, so I want to give extra weight to this note. Event attendance is only a good measure if the attendees are encouraged into action. So when you're measuring this, be sure to tie it as far as you can to outcomes following the event, rather than the perceived success of the event in isolation. Do this and you'll face less resistance from your senior stakeholders in future. And published guides and frameworks can be really useful in helping people make the best use of networks or instigating more inclusive working practices. But do be aware that it can be a con if they never get used, as it eventually gets seen as a waste of time and undermines your purpose. So think carefully about whether your guides are suggestions for people seeking advice or more explicit instructions that need the support of senior stakeholders.